Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know what today has done? I'm pretty psyched for this game on Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is a big one. This is a big game. Eagles-Rams is a big game. Rams are a good team. This is a big, big game. And it's a big game from a, I think OG pointed this out well, for all of the talk this week and focused on the, you know, it's not a, it'd be one thing if they're playing the Giants on Sunday. But the fact that they're playing the Rams, this is a big game, man. This is a big game. I'm pretty psyched. 1 o'clock game.
There's going to be a lot of reactions to it one way or the other, it feels like.
Yes.
It feels like there's a lot of build up for it.
I mean, even though it's in the 1 o'clock time slot, it's arguably the best game on Sunday.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there are two undefeated teams, playoff matchup.
Although,
right?
Monday night, Ike.
That's why I say it's Sunday.
Ravens Lions.
Yeah, yeah, Ravens Lions on Monday night.
That'll That's be a big one. Game.
I don't even notice. What's the Sunday night game?
It's the Giants Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Nah. Yeah, that'll be buns.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
And then they're doing Cowboys at 4.
Yeah, it'll be
the Cowboys Bears at 4.
That Chiefs Giants game is so predictable. The Chiefs are going to win 23-8 or something. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I was looking. So the way that I thought the Giants could be better this year, aside from having a functional quarterback, is you look at their personnel on defense and you think, okay, they're going to be really good. They have not been really good on defense. They haven't stopped.
Right,
Ryan.
I agree,
You know, the place where you thought they were going to be good, I don't know if Andrew Thomas is playing this week, but if Andrew Thomas doesn't play, they're not scoring more than 10 points. So, all right, we ready to do the picks?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Who's up?
Who goes first, Jack? You pick.
Well, I went 0-4 last week.
Yeah, so. What happened last week, Jack?
So I went 3-1, Ike 0-4, and Spike 2-2, which probably means I go first, just like golf, when you have the best hole, you go first. Anyway, so I'm taking the Chargers -3 against the Broncos. I'm going to bet the Chargers every single week.
Wow, you're going against Costos. Costos likes the Broncos.
Costos has to learn how to read lines.
Wow.
Like, I'll take the Chargers -3. I don't think the Broncos are really that good. I think they're fine. I don't think they're that good. I think the Chargers could be the third best team in the AFC.
Little Nicky Costos. That's what I'm going to start calling.
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky Costos.
That's going to be another bit
yep.
of the entire season.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Jags minus 1.5 against the Texans. I think the Texans stink.
Yeah.
And I think the Jags are kind of okay. I think they're kind of okay.
How about Liam Cohen actually being a...
holding Trevor Lawrence accountable?
Yeah, maybe a good coach, Liam Cohen.
I think he needs it. And they both, you know, they had a good moment at the press conference. And it seems like they moved past it. You need that for growth. So I'll take the Jags minus 1.5. I'm taking the Patriots plus 1.5 against the Steelers. Like, I know it's disgusting.
Yeah, your whole lineup of
gross.
Games.
There's not many good games on Sunday, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm a Drake May guy.
Yeah, I like Drake May.
And I think that Vrabel's going to have something for Rodgers, so I'll take the Pats plus 1.5.
I like that one.
And then I'll take the Eagles, but 24-23. I don't have them covering on
okay,
Sunday.
So you're taking the Rams.
Yes.
You announced that you don't have them covering.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I usually don't.
I know. Yes. I know.
All right, so me next because I went 2-2.
Where's the Eagles line?
3.5.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So a lot of these games are really all about me. That's why I picked them. So I'm taking the Bengals plus 3 over the Vikings.
Ooh.
You know, the line is telling me something on this one.
What's it telling you, Spike?
Well, so the Bengals are missing Joe Burrow. I don't know. In Minnesota, I thought this line should be 5.5 or something. So the fact that it's only 3 tells me what's going to happen is Jake Browning's going to throw for 287 yards, 3 touchdowns, and everybody's going to call me on Monday and tell me Joe Burrow isn't that good. So I am taking the Bengals plus 3 at the Vikings. I'm taking the Saints plus 7.5 at the Seahawks.
Wow.
The Saints are a little frisky.
Oh, well, Kellen Moore?
Kellen Moore has Spencer Rattler playing pretty good so far this year. Threw 3 touchdowns, no interceptions last week. I think this is too many points. I know New Orleans is 0-2, but I think they're a little bit better than 0-2. Mm-hmm. I think 7.5 is too much, so I'm going Saints plus 7.5 at Seattle. I'm taking the Bucs minus 6.5 against the Jets.
Oh, Buckies, the Buckies.
The Jets are about, I've witnessed this for 3 years. You figure it out at some point during the year, oh, this Jet season's going to be a disaster again, and it already feels like that. And I got my guy Baker going. So I'm taking the Bucs minus 6.5 at home. And I also have the Eagles winning and not covering. So I have a 27-24 Eagles win. I think we are going to get a that's what y'all wanted to see game out of Jalen.
There we go.
I do. I think it's going to be 232 yards, pass for 2 touchdowns, run for one of those things. So I Rams plus the points, but I think Eagles are winning the game.
All right. That's all yours.
That's
okay.
It. Yep.
All right. Good picks. Solid picks from you guys. Although you're that Saints Seattle.
You don't like
thing.
That one?
That's when I. But you are getting 7.5.
Yes.
So that's all they need to do is cover.
Yep. Saints are a little sneaky.
All right. So I agree with Costos. I like that Tennessee Colts game. Tennessee at home plus 4.5. It's a divisional opponent. I have this thing with divisional opponents and being underdogs at home, they're getting 5.5 points. I like that. I'll take Tennessee. No, they're getting 4.5. I'm sorry. They're getting 4.5 points.
Yep.
Tennessee over the Colts plus 4.5. Then, not a popular pick, but when you go 0-4, sometimes you got to bank some in your coffer.
Okay.
I'm going Cowboys minus 1.5 over the Bears.
We finally lost Ike.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
Ike's
man.
Picking the Cowboys.
I got to go Cowboys minus 1.5.
Bears might stink.
Yeah.
Might.
Bears might stink.
Did you just say go Cowboys? Is that what you said?
I didn't say go Cowboys. I did not. I just not. And let me tell you how quick I change. Forget about what I told you with the first pick.
Okay.
About Tennessee and the Colts.
Oh.
I mean, my method.
Division.
Yeah. I'm taking the Falcons minus 5 versus the Panthers.
By the way, that's a good pick. And I think it's 4.5. Check. You should
Is
check.
Is it down to 4.5?
I saw it at 4.5. Okay. So just double check. I think that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I almost took that one instead of Tampa. That's a good pick.
And with you two not having the Eagles cover.
The Ike trick? We call that the Ike Reese.
Yeah, there's no way I'm getting in the car with you two.
Oh,
Give me the Eagles 30-23.
Wow.
They win Sunday and they cover.
Wow. Ike doesn't do the Ike Reese. Wants us to stay on that side.
That's right. Stay over there.
Okay.
I do need to bounce back.
Falcons is 5.5.
Oh, 5.5.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do need to bounce back. That was rough last week.
Was that Ike trying to buy a half point? Like
no,
he...
I was
okay.
right.
Okay.
I know y'all caught me last year. I stopped.
We sure did.
Although, I do need to know which lines we're using. Are we using ESPN lines? Are we using FanDuel line? Are we using
You should use FanDuel.
And that's what I did. I used the FanDuel lines, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 215-592.
Fritz, wake up in there.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on with Fritz in there?
What did I do?
You've been off today.
I haven't been off today.
Nah, yeah.
I was late on Tommy one time.
That's enough for me. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas?
What's up, CJ?
What up, CJ?
Hey, I see you even did me better. I'm looking at y'all on YouTube. You got the Tupac shirt on.
He came in with Pac on today.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what?
Yes.
The delegation do got their own country music, or which I probably hit rock.
Hit rock, yeah.
Hey, being
hip-hop.
In Texas, hey, it
hip-hop.
Is some, yeah, it's some music that I listen to. One of the guys, like, I think you really like, his name is Luke Combs. He goes pretty hard.
All right.
Check out some of his stuff.
See, there we go. I'm
and
telling you.
An album.
I'm going to be a new man by next year.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, I'm just saying. He got an album that I can really respect. It's called Father and Son. So
great album.
It's a great album. You don't get a lot of music about fathers, so it's big.
Okay.
Get a little choked up.
But, you know.
Father
go back
too.
To some real stuff. You know, I heard Yoshi on earlier, and, you know, he wasn't freaking Yoshi. So one of the things I want to point out to you, since you guys were joking about Angela Lansbury, her being a snack when she was young.
She was.
Go back and look at Sophia from the Golden Girls. What's her name?
Estelle Getty.
Estelle.
Yeah.
When she was young. I was
Googling it.
She's a snack.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, my God. Was she?
She was.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I thought it was fake. I said, hey, I looked it up. I said, man, good grief. She is.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Man, what are we looking at? The 50s or 60s?
Yo, come on, man. Look at this.
Oh, man, look at that.
Yes.
Okay.
She's a pin of
dogs. Yeah.
I would have never guessed that. Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
I never would have guessed it either. And she was the youngest one on the show.
Yes, she was. A lot of people don't realize she was the youngest one on the show. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Also, there was one other thing. The other day when I called, I was trying to get you to remember the guy's name. You actually met him. His name is Brian Bartis. He helped you. He scouted you for Philly. And he talked about you on the air the other day. He said he didn't get to talk to you when you got drafted. But he saw you later on in life, and he said you remembered him. So he was like, yeah, he brought y'all in. You were trotting him in.
So oh, man.
Okay.
Is that the guy we saw at the Super Bowl?
He was a great guy.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
But, hey,
yes.
I got the Birds winning this weekend. I mean, y'all did kind of mess it up bringing in, the Dak. I mean, the Jalen lover. OG.
OG.
Hey, after 5 o'clock, it's supposed to be jokey. It's supposed to be fun. He just kind of killed the mood with all that Trump-like lies. He's out here pumping. So, hey, but you guys have a great weekend, and I'll call you guys next week.
All right, CJ.
All right, brother.
Appreciate the call. I appreciate the Estelle Getty stuff, too.
How about that?
Over the last week on the WIP Afternoon Show, we've learned that Angela Lansbury was a snack when she was younger and Estelle Getty.
Yeah.
I'm going to start Googling all old ladies.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Your personal collection.
Yes.
But it feels like it's something the camera would know.
Yes.
Definitely.
But
yes.
He likes them at their current age. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if they were big in the 80s, that's when DeCamera.
Yes.
You know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Didn't he do our, he did our Mount Rushmore 80s.
80s ladies.
And took it way too seriously.
Yeah, but I appreciate
like
it.
Like he does everything.
Yes. 215-592-9494. You know what? You know what I take seriously? Appliances.
Yeah. And you know where you go for all your appliance needs, Spike?
National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, when you go home, you look in your sad kitchen, and you're like, you know what? I got people coming over on Sunday. Let me go down to National Appliance Warehouse this weekend and upgrade my kitchen with some new appliances. And you're in luck with National Appliance Warehouse because they have over 100 brands from Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove. Everything you need for game day, air fryers, they got all of that stuff. Over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom, so they have you covered appliance wise. You're going to get a great experience. You walk in there, everyone's having a good time, but they're knowledgeable. It's not, it's good time and
the,
smart.
The knowledge part, by the way, you can't underestimate that.
Never.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm looking at with appliances.
They do.
They do. They know all that stuff.
Industry leading team there to take care of you. And of course, the price. The price is what matters the most. Guaranteed by Price Assure, you are going to get the lowest price possible. Instantly updating price tags throughout the store if it finds lower price elsewhere, plus tax-free Delaware. And of course, they always have great savings events going on as well. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Herb, what's going on?
Tommy down the shore. What's going on? You still out there listening?
Yep.
I need to find out if I can get some pizza and cheesesteaks up in outer space.
In space?
Let me know next week.
Now I'm away.
Down the shore.
Okay.
I'm gone. 280. Omaha left. Omaha. Let's go.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm doing. You know, like Reese. You know
let's
what I'm doing.
Let's go.
About.
Let's go, Herb. Get them pumped
280
up.
280 Omaha. Motion right. Motion
this show
right.
Is so stupid.
Here we go. Get the tight end out there on the edge.
Hot route. Hot route.
Take it down for 30 yards. Let's go. Move the sticks. Let's go now.
Left, guys. Right. Left, right. Play action.
I need a big game. I need a big game from you, Goddard, this week, you know?
Okay.
So you understand what I'm saying, I agree?
Yeah, I do.
A big game from that cat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, welcome back, Goddard. So,
yeah. I need a big defense. So this got to be the best.
It's called a big dose of D.
Defense. This secondary, I need them to play better than last year, better than the first two games.
Yes.
We got to crack some heads down here now. You
whoa,
understand?
We're cracking heads.
We got to crack some helmets. We got to hit them hard.
Whoa. No one's leaving. What did Rio say about the medical tent?
No one leaves without going into the blue tent.
Yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
I give you some in the Rios. You know
uh-oh.
What I mean?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do, bro? We got to come out with the heat. We got to hit them hard, man. First quarter, man. We're done with this. Bringing the heat. We're bringing the heat. 46. Let's go. Buddy Ryan, he's calling from upstairs, you know, from
he's
heaven.
He's saying stuff. Oh, he's calling from upstairs,
now.
Heaven,
telling
yeah.
Now.
Yep.
Steph Joyner, he's telling you now, bring the heat. Bring the heat. Let's go.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Eagles, 34. Rams, 24. One away.
All right.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go, Philadelphia.
Let's go. Let's go.
Everybody, the fans and the players, let's get on it. I want to hear that big crowd this week.
Yeah.
I want to hear them. You know what I mean? No. I
don't
want to see
running out of steam.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hear noise. I want to hear noise, man. Let's go.
Let's go. Left, right, play action. 46.
Omaha.
You know, I've been in the heat. I've been out there from 9 o'clock in the morning. I just left over there at the Xfinity Arena about an hour ago. I was in the heat all day.
What have you been doing?
Nothing. That's what I said. I said nothing. Okay? Not one person. Not one person came and got in the car. They're all coming in like now. Because the concert is
don't you want to be there when the event is going on, or
no,
seems like poor timing.
I just spent $44, okay? I just bought a double veal chop and two steaks, okay?
Omaha.
Two steaks that we're cooking up for the Eagles game on Sunday. My friend that, he's the chef. My friend Teddy Smith.
Yep, he used to own two restaurants.
His mother is sick. When you go to church like this Sunday, say a prayer for her.
Okay.
She's 81 years old. She got to get catheterized. We're taking her up to Doylestown Hospital. So,
Sorry to hear that. Say a prayer.
Yeah.
We're hoping that she don't have to have surgery. You know what I mean?
Let's call it taking a turn.
It's tough.
Mm. I don't know if I'm going to be down there Monday night because of this. Because of this situation. So.
Yeah, you got to take care of mom, man.
Yeah, that's the most important.
The family, they've been good to me. They've been good.
Omaha.
The father just passed away like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
From, the cancer and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
how's everything else?
I've been friends with him since 1985.
Who is this?
Teddy Smith. He used to pitch for Archbishop Ryan.
Community College.
He's a diesel.
There we go.
He's a diesel mechanic, man. He's a diesel mechanic.
Oh, my God.
He put engines. He puts, these big trucks out on the street.
Yeah.
He puts engines and transmissions, all that stuff. Him and his dad, they did it,
Yeah. Okay. All right, buddy. Good luck this weekend, and
God bless.
God bless your
friend's mom.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't his mom?
No, it's his friend's mom.
I heard you last night. They canceled Spike. They canceled the
Young Blood show.
Yeah, they canceled that.
Were you there for the Eric Church show last night, Herb? I mean, Chief was in town.
Your wife is. She wants you to be home. You better stay. Right,
stop
home.
Talking about my wife.
You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Herb.
There
you
go.
God bless you. Every time he starts, he gets his.
You got to cut it off quick.
He gets his creepy,
You got to get it out. Get it.
Guy sees one picture of my wife. All of a sudden, it's every phone call.
Thinking about her.
Yep. You know, one of those steaks or veal chops he bought is for her. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Oh, choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
As bad as it already was for all the callers that Spike has yelled at, today they found out the guy who routinely told them to grow up unironically loves PB&Js for lunch. Mark in Montco.
Yeah, that's true.
PB&J with potato chips. Maybe you put a couple of the potato chips on the sandwich.
I'll get a little crazy.
Come on, man. What's next?
It was too late in the show yesterday for us to comment, but don't think we've forgotten about your upcoming music festival plans, Ike. The Delegation.
The Delegation seems to be okay with country music recently.
Man, I think we're crossing over now.
Yeah.
Hashtag thank you, Beyonce.
Yep.
I guess.
It's all different, man. I want to see Ike in a cowboy hat, 10-gallon hat.
10-gallon hat.
Yeah, cowboy boots with spurs on them.
Yeah. I may wear some chaps.
Oh, I'd love to see that. What's next?
I love you, Ike. And my favorite all-time Ike play was that time you were dancing behind Donovan playing the air guitar. Great rhythm. The real Corey in Columbus in New Jersey still paying Ike weird compliments.
Yeah. Wasn't even a damn play.
No, it was a chest bump. Donovan.
And I caught on to him, too. He was giving backhand compliments.
Oh, was he?
Didn't he get you? He got you, too, right, Fritz?
Yeah, I forget what he said, but yeah.
So that was his thing. Oh. Yes, he was coming in with the backhand compliments.
I kind of like the real Corey, actually.
Yeah, listen, he brings a different flavor to the show. I'm with you. I'll take the insults.
What's next?
That was whiter than 5:30 Creed. Tupac in heaven listening to Spike rap his lyrics.
Oh, that is unfair.
All right.
And Tupac's alive.
Yeah, but, I know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well. Oh, I didn't know I Get Around was coming. I know Jack had that in his bag.
Yeah, sounded good to me, brother.
Yeah, dude. Come on, I'm fine. Give me a break. What's next?
Thank you to Elliot for constantly couching his analysis with, well, not everyone gets to watch training camp like I do, because none of us remember him talking about training camp stats on Twitter, Facebook, Blue Sky, Carrier Pigeon, and Threads all summer. Paul in Birdsboro.
Yeah, boy, he loves throwing that out there.
He does.
He does.
Sounds so superior when he says it.
I've watched the passing game be bad for 6 weeks.
You idiots have watched it for two.
Yep. Dummies.
I've been trying to tell you.
Yep.
That's how he's going to spin this thing,
yes,
right?
I know, he's trying to tell us. I know, but the problem is last year he
right,
says.
Right, see, that's what he doesn't get.
Yeah.
That's what he doesn't get.
Yep.
That's the part he's keep forgetting.
Yep, yep.
It didn't equate last year, buddy.
We might have a Tuesdays with Elliot where I don't let him leave until he admits that that doesn't make any sense. We'll lock that door. Have Lakin lock the door from outside. Yep. What's next?
We get it, Tony. You called Drew Macuba. Congrats. You don't have to keep saying it. Spike saying he was told all last year that Jalen called the plays at the line.
That's what I was told. That's what I was told. I like Tony, by the way. That's another
good
call.
Yeah,
oh, you don't like Tony?
I never liked the college. Like, he random ass players that no one knows we're talking about.
Well, he's one of those guys. He likes the fact that he watches the college football.
Yeah, give him a break.
No, just because he watches more film than you.
Yeah,
I don't need to watch film.
What's next?
What a charmed life Elliot lives. He gives a take that Spike doesn't like and gets called a little bee, and he gives a take that Spike does like and gets an imaginary belt. Alex in Lancaster.
He does live a blessed life.
He does.
And
many have said that.
I just want to clarify, he was being a little bee when I called him that.
That day, it was warranted.
Twice, called him a little bee. He asked for it, even admits
that
it.
That has to come back at some point as a year-end wrap-up.
Oh,
yes.
That has to be brought up again.
Maybe it'll be the title of our show's video yearbook.
Elliot, right, why are you being a little bee?
Yeah.
What's next?
Be ready to live. Prepare to die. The doctor when Yellow Spike showed up.
Pet Slime!
Oh, Yellow Spike.
What a week it's been. Oh, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with you on... Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. We got to nail the end of the week here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So do I do that before?
So you're going to... So Ike's going to do his thing. I'm going to hit my thing, and then you do the read.
Yes.
Okay, after the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We will talk to you on Monday from Chickies and Pete's. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On touchdown, one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles! Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's so bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
Oh, man, I will never get over Chuck putting 70s in there and Trent Cole starting E-A-G-L-E-S with a G. I will never get over it. Okay.
Well, what about the mayor at the end?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. You slid me in there, man. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.